You're listening to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, your escape to reality.
Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, and this is your host, Stephen Novella. Joining me this week are Bob Novella.
Hey, everybody.
Jay Novella.
Hey, guys.
And Evan Bernstein.
Good evening, folks.
So Kara is not with us for most of the show. She has a late class.
We'll miss you, Kara.
I had a strange experience this morning. I was driving home from work.
Well, that's a little personal.
Wait, what? Yeah. You said a strange experience this morning driving to work?
No, it was that this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, earlier today, but yeah, I get home early in the afternoon most Wednesdays. So it was like 2 o'clock. You get in the car, you're on autopilot of going through my things. The radio comes on automatically because it was on when I shut the car off.
Yep.
And there's some guy talking on the radio about neuroscience, right? So I'm only like half paying attention. And then it starts to sound like really familiar, like the things that the guy is saying. As I start paying closer attention, and it's me.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
That's nuts. That is nuts.
It was funny. The timing was perfect. So it was NPR, and I must have done the interview months ago. I think it was either early. It was either like right before or right after we went to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it. I do these. I just forget about them. I don't keep waiting
as
for
one
them.
Does.
As one does.
So what did your voice sound like before you connected to it?
Yeah, surprisingly, I didn't immediately recognize my own voice.
It's a disassociation. Mm-hmm. You don't expect to hear yourself on the radio. It's not an everyday occurrence, really.
Yeah, and I would say I'm not used to hearing myself, but I am because I listen to our own show.
Right,
all
right.
The
but the environment. Do you listen to the show in the car?
It was just different voice modulation, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I would recognize myself instantly because I would get nauseated, and that's what would remind me, it must be me speaking.
That terrible feeling in the pit of your gutty what's.
But Steve, you said that you recognized the content before the voice.
Yes, that's right. Because I was talking about near-death experiences and the neuroscientific explanation for so-called near-death experiences. And so, how I use certain turns of phrases over and over, the way I express certain ideas. I just, I don't reinvent the wheel every time I express the same thought. I can't remember what it was. Something I said was like, oh, that guy sounds just like me. Yeah. It is me.
Hello, this guy's brilliant.
What a beautiful speaking voice.
Making so much sense.
We'll have conversations worth having.
Nice, Jay.
So, guys, 2019 is officially the second warmest year on record.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Officially. And the last decade is officially the warmest decade on record.
Oh, boy.
The warmest.
That's all right.
Sadly
unsurprising. It's been warm before.
We had a 65-degree day the other day, if you guys remember.
Oh,
It hit 70. It hit 70 where I am.
And it, what? It, oh. I know I'm not supposed to
enjoy it.
Well, no, it's more
directly
like
link.
Weather and climate.
But it just reminded me of that guy that says, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. That meme?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's global warming.
The guy with the hair.
But man, was that global warming? Like 70 degrees in the dead of winter?
It was weird. It was weird.
It was bizarre. I didn't know what to wear. Like, wait, what do I do?
Do you guys ever remember having a day
never.
That warm in January?
No.
Like 50 years in Connecticut, I don't think I've ever seen a day that warm in Connecticut.
No, we've hit 50s before, but never 70.
Yeah, 50s. 50s is a warm January day.
Yeah,
and it was in the 50s today. It's still sort of bouncing around. It's going to plummet again. And February is probably going to be frigid. But yeah, it's just damn unusual. But even if it's not directly related to global warming, there's just more variability to the weather recently. So, guys, we got a lot of shows coming up. We're going to be in Pittsburgh on January 31st.